contained in the Bible, and you find him through Jesus Christ, his son, that he sent to die for us. You know, God loves you so much and is ready to reveal himself to you if you let him in. I'm actually glad that you've asked this question.
Wow, that's amazing. How do I let him in?
Life's too short and precious to live without purpose. Be that friend who leads someone to Christ. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
Hello, hello fam, it's Chilusha Wale here, and I cannot wait to...
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
UPND opposes sentiments of power increase being a political gimmick. Nakes calls upon various stakeholders to stand against malpractice in Zambia. And bomb blasts impact Nigerian mosque kills 5. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. United Party for National Development, UPND, has opposed social media sentiments that the increase in hours of electricity supply is politically motivated to lure Zambians into voting for UPND in the 2026 general elections. This follows the recent announcement by the Minister of Energy, Makozo Chikote, of increasing energy supply, with some receiving 10 hours of electricity per day, which some opposition political parties have portrayed to be a political gimmick. But speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, UPND Deputy Media Director Sekwindi Situla bemoaned the allegations, stressing that it will be unrealistic for the government to do that when election date is far away. Mr. Situla explained that government's intention has always been to ensure that every Zambian is enjoying the steady supply of electricity for business productivity, thereby contributing to the growth of the economy. We are a serious government that is working on resolving most of the challenges facing Zambians. Our ambition and effort is in place, said Mr. Situla. He emphasized that people must not be shocked that electricity supply has increased, as government has invested in different alternative sources of energy and still is to address the energy deficit. He has urged those doubting the works of the UPND government to acquaint themselves with all the projects implemented in the energy sector, such as the Chisamba Solar Power Plant and another one in Chipata, among others.
And we are also, you know, doing so many other things that basically relate to in terms of getting the economy to work again for everybody, whether it's at micro, and otherwise. You know, we want the Zambian people to be able to engage into productive spaces and to produce. We are growing every bit of that effort counted as an injection into the national growth of the economy. So for us, it is our intention that we should reach a position where every Zambian, you know, is actually enjoying the steady supply of electricity.
The Bible Gospel Church in Africa, Bigoka, has urged Zambians, especially the youth, to celebrate Christmas responsibly. Bigoka Deputy Secretary General Lazarus Shumba expressed concern that young people have continued to engage in illicit and moral activities when celebrating Christmas, when the day must be focused on Jesus Christ. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Bishop Shumba reminded young people that Christmas is a day to reflect and rededicate their lives and focus on things that are productive. Young people must remember that there is life after Christmas. Therefore, anything that does not align with God must be avoided, said Bishop Shumba. He highlighted that having one's life destroyed because of engaging in activities that could be avoided is not profitable and comes with its own life consequences, such as contracting sexually transmitted diseases, unwanted pregnancies, among others. He called on the youth to understand God's purpose over their lives, which he says will make them avoid everything that does not align with God.
My encouragement to the young people is that let us refocus. let us focus on the main reason, which is Christ, and also let's rededicate our lives, if at all there is need to rededicate it, because peradventure we might have missed the pass. God is a God of another chance. He still loves you in the state where you are, and you can do a comeback and be able to live on, soldier on. There are many more years to live.
National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has expressed concern over the increase in malpractice cases in grade 9 examinations, saying that this affects the quality of education in the country. This is in a case where 92 suspected cases of malpractice were reported during the grade 9 examinations, of which most were reportedly being assisted. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Osaka, NACEZ Executive Director Aaron Chansa said that malpractice in grade 9 and 12 examinations is concerning because it impairs the image of the education system and promotes laziness among students. Malpractice is very retrogressive and an enemy to the quality of education in the country and the rest of society, said Dr. Chansa. Dr. Chansa has therefore called upon society leaders, including the church, the media, non-government organizations, and various stakeholders to take a stand against malpractice in Zambia. He also emphasized that teachers that are found wanting should be answerable to the teachers' code of conduct and outlisted from the system because their actions are not of professional standards.
For those that will be writing next year, they need to begin to prepare in earnest starting in January so that they don't panic and begin to resort to exam malpractices. We want to see genuineness, we want to see a fair play, we also want to see hard work from the candidate, so that the results that come out of any exam must be trusted, must be the true reflection of the reality on the ground.
The Ministry of Education has assured parents, learners and other stakeholders that schools across the country have adequate capacity to accommodate all learners selected to grade 10 and Form 1, including those who did not pass grade 9 and will be returning to Form 1. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Ministry Head of Communications Kundamando said schools will prioritize learners who have been selected based on officially provided data, particularly those who have obtained certificates. Ms. Mando also said government remains committed to expanding education infrastructure through the construction of new schools and the resuscitation of stalled projects. She revealed that 120 schools being funded by the World Bank are expected to be completed by the first quarter of 2026, a development that will further ease pressure on existing learning facilities. She has assured learners and parents that government is focused on providing a conducive learning environment for both those progressing to higher grades and those repeating. Ms. Mando has emphasized the importance of all learners reporting to class when the schools open.
The ministry anticipated this arrangement where we have more students in place, and like I've mentioned earlier, data is already available to use for the planning of this implementation. One of the measures to be used in case of overcrowding is to introduce sessions. We already had that in the past where we have double sessions. Maybe let's say you've got a set of grade 8s, in this case Form 1s, who are in need of...
Meanwhile, Examination Council of Zambia ECZ Principal Research Officer Monga Hakalyamba said learners who did not pass grade 9 have two options available to them, explaining that affected learners can either sit for the General Certificate of Education GCE examinations when they turn 16 years upon getting their National Registration Cards NRCs, or return to grade 8 to repeat.
And, in terms of those learners who haven't done well at grade 9, those have got two options basically from the council aspect, or the minister, I'm sure that's also the position, that they can either go through the GCE aspect, where they will be required to get an NRC once they attain the 16-year old, and then progress to write the GCE. Or they can repeat Form 1 and go through the competence-based curriculum and write after 4 years the ordinary level.
In African News, At least 5 people have been killed in a bomb explosion in a packed mosque in Nigeria's northeastern Borno state, a police spokesman has said. Naham Daso told local media another 35 people